Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has given orders to the Israeli army to seize up to 70% of the Gaza Strip. It comes as Gazan health officials say an Israeli strike has killed at least two Palestinians and wounded 12 at a cafe packed with people celebrating a public holiday at the weekend. An October ceasefire brokered by US President Donald Trump has failed to halt Israeli attacks in Gaza. Ajit Sanghe is head of the UN Human Rights Office in the occupied Palestinian territory. He joined me earlier. Ajit Sanghe, thank you for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
What's your reaction to this news that Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered Israel's military to seize control of up to 70% of the Gaza Strip?
I think that's a very dangerous announcement and move. One of the first reactions would be we have to take it seriously. Everything that the Prime Minister of Israel has said has come true. They have acted on what they have said, and that's something we should take very seriously. But also, we have to see this against the backdrop of how the IDF has moved from physically taking over 54% of Gaza, pushing it further westwards into 60%, and now Netanyahu is saying it has to go further to 70%. So that's a very serious move.
We know that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is already dire. Will conditions get worse if Israel expands its deployment?
Absolutely. I think this is going to have a significant and severe impact on the people and also on the operations. What are we looking at? If this comes true, we're looking at people being displaced, thousands of people being displaced westwards, again towards the sea. Where do they go? We're talking about 2.2 million people, again, crammed in about 30% of Gaza Strip, which was already one of the densest part of the world. And then mass displacement also means, you know, uprooting our operations. We have been in this situation in the past. It will significantly impede our response, humanitarian response. We have to move our offices, our staff. Many hospitals will have to be vacated, moved to different places, makeshift camps. Water points which are beyond this 30% of the land will be difficult to access. It'll be interesting to see what the Israeli Defense Force will do, because generally they tend to take over what is called as the Netzarim corridor, which separates North Gaza from rest of Gaza. If they do that, then we are talking about dividing Gaza again into two big parts, which is Gaza City and rest of it. And that will have a major impact on movement and access, and hence the humanitarian response.
In what way? What are you most concerned about if that division is put in place?
Look, on access, I mean, absolutely, it won't be a free access for us to reach Gaza City. And every time we have to reach that place, we'll have to ask for permission from the Israeli Defense Force. We have been in this situation before. We get constant rejections. We can expect thousands of people still remaining in Gaza City, which means we have to reach that place to provide food, water, sanitation, medicines, and so forth. And that'll deplete fast. And if we are talking about people moving further and further into small places, we can also expect community violence. Let's not forget there are many armed groups beyond Hamas that are backed by the Israeli Defense Force. They might become active. We can expect another catastrophic situation, with kinetics also increasing.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is Ajit Sanghe, the head of UN Human Rights Office in the occupied Palestinian territory. What's the situation in the areas in Gaza that are under Israeli control right now?
It's very difficult to say. There are a few people there. There are some armed groups that have access to such places. What we know is demolitions continue. And this is pretty dangerous because we know thousands of people who are missing are buried under some of these rubbles. And according to international law, there is a serious obligation on Israel and everyone else to make sure that there is a safe and a decent way of burying these dead bodies. So flattening of buildings continue, demolitions continue. And of course, there's a small group of people. We do not know the numbers.
Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz said earlier last week that the government's ultimate aim is for large numbers of Palestinians to leave Gaza by what he called voluntary migration. What's your response to that?
That's an excellent and a very, very important point to remember. That plan to displace people outside Gaza is still on the table. It's never gone. It's a very dangerous move. This is not voluntary displacement or voluntary departure. We have to distinguish something of that sort from forcible displacement. When you create conditions that become impossible for people to live, where there's no proper food, water, sanitation, access to humanitarian aid, just livelihood, and then you say they want to voluntarily depart a place, it's not voluntary departure. It is forcible displacement, which is a war crime.
Ajit Sanghe, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for having me.